any distinction about what you would call one that, that touches down on land and one that touches down on the sea, on the ocean or water, something like this?
I don't know how to describe that about the water, but now, a big one touched down on the ground, it usually cleans it up. Mm-hmm. Houses, trees, anything, whatever's in mm-hmm. the way, it usually, you know, the vacuum usually just pulls it up. And the hurricane now blows it.
Mm-hmm.
They're different. You know, one's way, one's the opposite.
Do you have, is there another, any other word that you associate with that kind of storm other than a hurricane? A hurricane?
It could be, but right offhand, okay. I don't recall it.
Okay. What do you call a large, violent storm that starts, say, like out in the ocean, and it causes a lot of heavy rain and high tides and winds, maybe even up to 200 miles an hour?
Now, that comes in under that old one I told about there a while ago, the type hurricane, typhoon. That's a bigger one. Mm-hmm. I believe that goes, huh?
Okay. What do you call a storm that causes rain to freeze on trees and telephones and electric lines and other objects when you have rain that freezes?
We always could just call that an ice storm, which it freezes up in the elements before it gets in ways near the ground. We just always call that an ice storm.
Okay. What do you call a small neighborhood food store that sells groceries and some meat, a small one that might be out in the neighborhood?
Well, they used to call them a lot of time just community store. Carried any and all lines.
Mm-hmm.
Just certain man's name in the community. Have a general merchandise. That's what mm-hmm. you're hunting.
Okay. What do you call a store, a large neighborhood food store? A large neighborhood, well, a large community food store. If you were going to go, say if you were going to go into town to shop for groceries, what would you call that if you said, I have to go to the, to buy groceries? What would you call
that's
it?
That's a chain, more than likely would mm-hmm. be a chain.
Well, would you say, I've got to go to the chain to buy groceries?
No, back when that this was going on, we either went to A&P, Rogers, or something to that equivalent. And now we've gone to Kroger and Winn-Dixie, which is still large, but nevertheless, it's just increased in size. Still a chain right on.
Would you call that say if you were going to go to Big Apple, would you call that a grocery store or a supermarket?
That would come under supermarket more okay. than anything else because you carry too many lines, you know, mm-hmm. too many types.
How would you distinguish between a supermarket and a grocery store, or would you? Or do they would they both imply the same thing to you?
Well, from then up to now, that regular grocery store is just gradually going out because you don't, the small one doesn't have all the self-service like the larger ones. We went from hand clerks to each customer does his own picking up with a buggy.
You worked in a grocery store for a while,
didn't
you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
36, just a regular grocery clerk. Mm-hmm. Now that was with A&P Company. But customer come in and knew you, he'd go by you, he'd just stick his grocery order down in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, if they were in a hurry, he'd give you the list right then, and you got caught up what you were doing, and you filled his order.
Mm-hmm.